Hey, everybody. So this is going to be a pretty interesting episode. The thing is, lots of people were asking for an interview with me about my story. But, you know, it's very hard to interview myself. But I recently was on the Indie Bytes podcast where I told my story. So I thought I'd publish that episode on the SaaS Pirates podcast as well, so you can hear my story on how I build up Vodi to now $17,000 MRR. Indie Bytes is an amazing podcast show, one of my absolute favorites, so I hope you enjoy this episode as well. Here's the recording. It's really important to be really passionate about the audience you're serving. Mm-hmm. Because the product can be great and your team can be great, but if you're not passionate about your audience, it just won't work.
Hello and welcome back to Indie Bytes, the podcast where I speak to fellow indie hackers in 15 minutes or less. In this episode, I'm joined by Mike Sass, who is the founder of Upvoti, an instant feedback software which has recently hit 17k MRR. Mike also runs the SaaS Pirates community, where he talks about running a SaaS company. Previously, he scaled Vindi, an online marketplace for home development, to 1 million ARR in 5 years. In this episode, we're going to be discussing how exactly he built up Vodi to 17k MRR, how to come up with an idea and then validate it, and then how you can take advantage of opportunities. Mike, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well, actually. And you?
Yeah, very good. Let's start off with talking a little bit about Upvoti. How long ago did you start it and where did the idea come from?
I started it 3 years ago. It basically started when I was working on my previous product. It was called Vindi. It was an online marketplace platform where we were getting more and more customer feedback and we were growing users. And we needed a way to easily collect and manage all of this feedback. And on top of it, to actually work with it, right? To turn those feedback requests into features for our product. So when I did some research for a tool, I couldn't really find one that was both affordable and was a great fit for our platform. But given the fact that our business was successful, but I wasn't fulfilled anymore, to be honest, because I was a bit done with mainly the market and the audience we were serving with Vindi. So I was looking for a new opportunity and a new challenge. And I always wanted to build a SaaS product. So this was kind of a no-brainer for me when I spotted the opportunity here for building this user feedback tool. And I just basically started working on Upvoti. That's how it all started.
Yeah. And so did you just stop Vindi? Did it fizzle out or is it still running? Did you get acquired?
It is still running, but I delegated all of the tasks and it's on my agenda to talk to potential buyers in the same space.
How is that doing in terms of revenue for you, Vindi?
Vindi was doing $1 million a year, but now I scaled back the team and now it's doing like 500,000 ARR. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect for me to live from and to fund Upvoti at the same time. This gives me a little bit of a long runway. And especially in the beginning, right, when I was starting Upvoti, was doing like a couple of $100s a month in MRR. And at some point it took off and now it's doing actually really great MRR revenue. But yeah, it's always good to have Vindi on the side.
You mentioned that you stopped doing it because it wasn't fulfilling you. You weren't enjoying it. Obviously, when we start a business, we want it to give us fulfillment because we're taking on the risk, all that risk of spending a bunch of capital, your time, your effort for it to grow slowly at the start. So it's got to have that trade-off of either making you really rich or being very fulfilling and fun and enjoyable for you. Why do you think Upvoti is giving you more fulfillment? And is it giving you more fulfillment than Vindi?
Yeah, so don't get me wrong. I was really in love with our product at Vindi. So I'm a real product guy and we built an amazing CRM system for our customers and app. And I was really happy with the team as well. I was enjoying working on the product, but not for the customers basically, because I wasn't passionate enough about solving their problems, I guess. So, and that's what I learned, when it's really important to be really passionate about the audience you're serving. Mm-hmm. Because the product can be great and your team can be great, but if you're not passionate about your audience, it just won't work, at least not for me. And with Upvoti, I just love the SaaS space. That's where mainly our customers are coming from. And I love working on a product. So yeah, this is, I feel this is really where I belong right now. Mm-hmm.
You can connect to the customers a lot more. You enjoy the community. You can build your own personal brand around some of the customers that would, well, potential customers for Upvote ET. So when you decided you wanted to go in and build this SaaS product to build Upvote ET, how did you validate that this was an idea worth exploring? And then what did you do to get your first few customers?
Yeah, our MVP was pretty basic, I would say. So we basically pull up a landing page with just a sign-up form and an explanation video of what our product would be. And we asked people to sign up if they were interested. And those people came mainly from my own network at first. I was already highly active on social media. I even had that YouTube channel you just mentioned. And I was active in some SaaS Facebook groups as well. So we didn't start working on a product right away, but only until we had a couple of hundred signups. That's when we basically knew we were onto something.
And where did that initial growth come from? Because so many indie hackers are in that space where they've got a product, they may well have validated their idea, but they just don't know where to get those first few customers from.
Yeah, we launched a product on several platforms such as Betalist and Indie Hackers and Product Hunt. And we really attracted the first few paying customers from those platforms. And soon after that, we started working on content marketing. Mm-hmm. And we released a pretty successful ebook as well. But I would say the best growth channel for us by far was our own product. So people would integrate their Upvote feedback boards and ask their user to submit feedback. And well, the users of our users thought like, hey, what a cool product to collect feedback. And I wanted to use it myself. So, well, you can imagine customers like for example, Diag Admin or Supermetrics who are using our mm-hmm. products. Those companies have a lot of customers that are essentially also our potential customers. So when they see such a product like ours in that product, they are going to try it out themselves and they'll stick around.
So you've been working on Upvote for how long? 3 years?
Three years now.
Yeah. And you're at 15K MRR. That's taken some time to get up to there. You've obviously had Vindi, which has helped with that income, that runway, so you can then build it up. How was it for you personally getting to those milestones, looking to get to the 1K, then the 5K, then the 10K? How long did it take between those? Were there any points where you thought, I'm not sure this is going to work? Or how did you push through to keep going to the point you are now?
I'm a big believer in validation, but the real validation always comes from paying customers. So I immediately decided to charge for the product after we launched our beta and we launched publicly, just to see if people are willing to spend their money on such a product and if we could help them solve their problems in such a way that they were willing to spend money on it, basically. And we were fortunate to have some of our customers in the beta phase to already sign up for one of our pay plans. So we actually had like $200 or $300 MRR revenue before we launched publicly. So that was great. And after our public launch, within, I would say, 6 months, we were already at $1,000 MRR, which is kind of like a milestone in the hacker's world. And for me, that was the real validation that we were onto something with this product. And from there, it just grew like crazy, I would say, because we're now at $15 MRR and it's pure organically.
Mike, you strike me as someone that takes opportunities and starts to execute on ideas you have. I mean, all you have to do is look at your personal brand, look at your YouTube channel, look at SaaS Pirates, all of the different ideas you have that you execute on. And some people might say you've had a bit of luck in that growth, but I think it's partly to do with your execution. You see opportunities and you go for it. What do you think about how you can make your own luck and execute on opportunities?
I'm actually a big believer that you can create your own luck, because the thing is, if you don't go out there with your ideas or you don't meet with the right people, you won't get far. And of course, there are some factors such as where you have been born or something like that determines some of the luck, but still you have to be the one to do something with it. So that's why I believe you have some influence in your own luck.
Have you got any examples of you doing this for yourself?
I have actually a really, really good example, because when I was starting Vindi, I needed some some sort of funding just to get the CRM up, to have some ads up, to acquire some of our customers or early customers. So I was looking for some funding, and I was reading an article in a magazine of a guy here in my region, and he recently sold his business, and it was really just great article and a great story, and I just wanted to meet him for a cup of coffee. And I actually drink a lot of coffees with a lot of people in the space I'm active in, so I love to get and to meet new people. And he agreed and sat down for a coffee. I told him about Vindi, and he was immediately very interested in just helping me, and he actually gave me a loan with zero interest at first just to get me started. And this really was the accelerator of the early growth and the early success of Vindi. And, you know, meeting such people and getting such opportunities is essential in your life. But it was me who reached out to him on LinkedIn because of his article. So,
Mike, you make a lot of content yourself, and someone interesting might see that and reach out to you for the same reason. And on your content, on your personal brand, you've grown that YouTube channel to 10,000. You've got SaaS Pirates, the community. You've got your Instagram page. Why is it you've invested in your personal brand and created this content?
I believe if I'm building my personal brand, will set myself for some kind of success in the long run. Besides the fact that I really love to just share my lessons. So that's my core purpose of sharing all of this content. I love making those videos and just sharing my story on Instagram. But by building my personal brand, let's say I'm selling Upvoty in a couple of years. And I will start something new in the SaaS space, I immediately have some kind of audience that can help me amplify it. And besides that, I also really want to be on stage, share my story. If I'm not going out there with my personal brand, nobody knows who I am, and I will not get those opportunities. So to anyone who's listening and who's building something amazing, just share your progress, share your story, because people love to hear it and they get inspired from it. And it will give you a lot of opportunities you wouldn't thought of when you didn't share it. So yeah, I would say go out there.
Mike, you've been doing this for a while. You've got all this knowledge, all of these learnings. Are there any one or two bits of advice you can give for founders that they might be able to follow of all the things you've learned over the years?
Yeah, I would say my biggest lesson is really to validate your idea, not to start building something from scratch and go all in before really talking to potential customers and really understand their problem. This is something I have learned the hard way, because I'm now 15 years in my entrepreneurial journey, and my first 3 or 4 businesses all failed because of that, because I was just investing a lot of money and time in something I thought was a great idea, but in the end was paying for it and nobody liked the idea I had. So I would say, just validate it, go out there. It can be really cheap to just validate your idea. And from there, things will get easier, because you will understand your customers, you will understand their problem. And this will flows into everything you do for your business, not only by building the product, but also everything you do marketing related, like the content or the copy on your website. Really understand your audience problems and build something for them that help them solve their problems.
Absolutely. And I'm just on the YouTube channel looking through some of your videos. You've got how to build an MVP with a BML framework. What's the BML framework?
Yeah, that's one of the frameworks from the Lean Startup, one I always say the holy Bible of SaaS or of business in general. But it stands for build, measure, and learn. And it's something that we apply in building Upvoty, actually. So we build something, we measure the outcome, and we learn from the outcome. And then we're refining the feature we're building or the product we're building, really by listening to our users, obviously by using our own product to get some feedback. And this process of the BML method really helps us to build good things that will contribute to our customer success. And eventually this will make them happier in using our product.
Build, measure, learn. Well, your YouTube channel is packed with goodness. I'll make sure I'll leave a link in the show notes to that. We end every episode on 3 recommendations, a book, an indie hacker, and a podcast that you listen to.
So for a book, it's probably Innocom on Starting Up, because it really helped me with almost all of, I would say, struggles and questions I had when I started my first SaaS business a couple of years ago. A favorite indie hacker would be, well, is by far Arvid Kahl, because I love what he's doing on Twitter and with his podcast and how he writes and publishes his books. And for podcasts, Well, obviously IndieBytes. I listen to really almost every episode, especially during my runs. And besides IndieBytes, I love listening to NPR's How I Build It, which is from another planet.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining. Really appreciate it. And I hope you catch you soon.
Great. Great talking to you.
So this was my interview on the IndieBytes podcast. Go check out IndieBytes yourself and subscribe to the show. James, the host, is an amazing guy. He's putting in so much effort in bringing inspirational interviews with fellow indie hackers and bootstrappers. So go and listen to more episodes or consider subscribing as well. Next time, we'll be back with a regular SaaS Pirates episode. Bye for now.